There's a bit of a challenge going on the northern beaches at the moment. Sydney's Northern Beaches Council is trying to figure out what to do with a giant rock that's rolled into an ocean pool. And it's not that easy to solve. Now, this is all as a result of those huge storms that lashed Sydney recently. And we know that Curl Curl copped the brunt of it. But what it's now been discovered is that a very large rock, the size of a minibus, has rolled into the ocean pool. So, okay, you've got to get it out. But that's easier said than done. Authorities have been scratching their heads about how to do it, what to do next. They've even explored the idea of using explosives. Ben Taylor is the Deputy General Manager of the Northern Beaches Council. He's on the line. G'day, Ben.
G'day, Ben. How are you?
I'm all right. I know that there are much more serious concerns for people in Curl Curl as a result of these storms, but this is a bit of a dilemma for you.
It is, and you know, this is one of the sites that's got hit in the most recent storm. We've had a lot of other sites that are higher risk in terms of people's homes and lives and stuff like that. But this is something where we've had a huge rock, and as you said, it's a massive one, as big as a minibus. It's been thrown into the pool, into the rock pool at North Curl Curl.
So, what was the first idea? Surely the Brains Trust would have gathered around and gone, "Oh, come on, this is how you get this thing out."
So the first idea was, well, why don't we bring in an excavator to get it out? But because of where it is, it's actually really difficult to get to. It's a long way out. So the rock pool doesn't just sit right next to the beach. It's right out on the headland. Mm. So the other option you alluded to was using explosives. We actually put drill small explosives into the rock itself to break it up and then get a small excavator in to pull out the bigger bits. Other ideas, maybe we could actually leave it in place as a natural feature of the rock pool for people to swim around and jump off. or we could send down a heap of staff with chisels and rocks and start breaking it up little bit by little bit. But it is an enormous rock. Like, it's not an easy one to deal with. And it's also one, obviously, we have to take into account the environmental impacts potentially of moving this rock.
I think you might have a permanent souvenir there, Ben.
Well, so please listen to anyone's ideas. If anyone's got any ideas out there of how they think we could remove a minibus-sized rock from the pool, I'm happy to listen.
Yeah, the explosives would work. I mean, you'd have to drain the pool and put some explosives in. But then again, I mean, Curl Curl's a very busy area. I'm wondering when you'd find the time to be able to... You'd have to clear people all the way out of the area. You'd have to be careful of flying little fragments of rocks and other things. I think you might just need to say to people, this is a reminder of the great storms of 2016. It's there to stay.
Well, it actually looked a little bit like a humpback too, so could call it an art installation or something like that. But no, look, to be honest, I think the feeling from the community is they'd like it taken out of the pool because it's getting in the way of the lap swimmers, and so we're going to do our best to get it out of there.
All right, if anyone's got any wise ideas, let us know. We'll pass them on to Ben. Good to talk to you, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Ben Taylor, the Deputy General Manager of the Northern Beaches Council.